minutes.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we have just a couple minutes till top of the hour and sign off for the show for the week. But we've still got a lot of people on hold trying to get questions in to Richard Rojo of Trane Air Conditioning. Let's go down to Tucson. Welcome Steve into the conversation. He's got a question about how to operate air conditioning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everyone. I was told by a good friend of mine that if you leave the fan on to your air conditioning and you set your air conditioner at 74 and you leave the fan on 24/7, that it's cheaper to do that than leaving it just on at 74 degrees. I hope I'm explaining it right. Does that sound correct?
So let me get this right. So he's saying set it. So you're saying two things. Fan on, that's what you're talking about, the blower just continually running. I'm assuming right. You're wanting to do that because you're cleaning the air, right? Steve, you're bringing up an excellent point here. If your fan is in auto, which I know a lot of people keep it in auto, then that means that fan is only going to run while the compressor's running. But here's the thing. When it shuts, let's say you set it at 75. If it hits 75 degrees, the compressor turns off, but so does the fan. What you're not doing at that point is you're not cleaning the air. I have allergies. My wife has allergies. We've got dust. You know, it's Arizona. So we have our fan running all the time but we have a variable speed blower, and the fan doesn't turn on at 100%. It actually ramps down to like 30%, and it's just constantly filtering that air. We prefer to do that. Now, tell me again, Steve, what are you talking about sitting at 74?
Yeah, whatever degrees he's saying, if you keep the fan on all the time and then the AC comes on, it'll keep your house cool all the time. So his example was, like when the sun's on the east side, it's hitting that wall. I hope I can explain this right. And he says with the fan on and the AC comes on, when the sun comes around to the west side, your house is all – you're still cool. It never goes back down. You don't have to
– Your friend's theory is that you're constantly stirring the indoor air around to establish a more stable temperature, whatever temperature you're setting it at. I can tell you there is some validity to that, but you're not going to save money doing that.
Okay.
You're going to save money by asking the compressor to come on and cool your house off peak load periods. And you have to work that out with your electric provider, TEP, and make sure you're on a demand type power consumption plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you answered my question. I appreciate it.
All right. Yes, just running the fan 24 hours a day isn't going to save you money. There is a chance it could help you eliminate hot spots in a house because you're constantly stirring the air. But what you're doing by doing that is you're bringing the whole house down to a temperature that the hot spot is less detectable. You're not cooling that room off anymore. You're just stirring that warm air and intermingle it into cool air in the rest of the house. So we tell people if that's the first thing to try in getting an uncomfortable room comfortable. Then we start playing with the OBDs.
Correct.
Then we seal the ducts. And then we put a new air conditioning unit.
Right. But again, indoor air quality, it's if you want to clean that air, you want the fan on all the time. But again, there's double-edged sword there.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to check me on this again. Now, we tell people 1-inch paper pleated filters.
That's right.
You're good with that?
I'm really good with that. And change them every month.
Yep.
Even if they don't look that dirty, change them every month.
Very good. We've only got time for one more caller. Doug, we're going to take you off air. Pete, we're going to take you off air. Let's squeeze Steve in here real quick, just in the order the calls came in. Steve?
Hi.
From Santan. What's your question real quick?
All right. My air conditioning unit, I want to change, about 15 years old. And what I'm wondering, is it more efficient to have a combination of a mini split and air conditioner? For example, my unit now is 4-ton. Go down to an efficient 3-ton and get mini splits just for the bedroom. I have a 21-square-foot home that's single story.
Okay. Real quick, Richard, what would you tell him, not knowing his house and layout and lifestyle and all that, real quick?
Yeah, this is tough without asking more questions. I know we're pressed for time, but yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate.
It could be.
It could be. So, right, again, mini splits are the fastest growing industry right now. Your conventional air conditioning system is going to, if it's designed right, it's going to cool. And you're going to get the maximum life out of it. You're going to be more comfortable. But that mini split, for example, like I have one in my garage, but I am probably going to put one in my master bedroom soon because I just want my master bedroom. I don't care about the kids. I just want my master bedroom to be like 70 degrees when I go to bed at night. But I don't need the entire house to do that. So, Steve, there are benefits to what I think you're trying to do.
There you go. Hope that helps, Steve. For those of you we couldn't get to, Richard will call you personally one-on-one from his cell phone. So y'all hang on. If you made it into Roselle House, we like to say if you made it in through all the busy signals, we will get to your call.
And we spent the last couple weeks putting a nice video together on selecting a new air conditioning unit. It's on the homepage at RosieOnTheHouse.com, along with direct links to our consumer guide on air conditioning.